AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. He is considered one of the NFL's first superstars. Jim Brown has died. He was a Hall of Fame running back with the Cleveland Browns. And when that career was over, he turned to acting. Jim Brown also became a prominent civil rights advocate. Here in 2007, Brown spoke about the Americans program, helping kids.
It's greater than any touchdown, any championship, anything. Because these kids are so responsive. When you take an interest in them, when you listen to them, when you respect them, and there's nothing like it.
His family says Jim Brown died in his Los Angeles home. He was 87. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 109 points, after Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves, the leading Republican negotiator on the debt limit, said meetings have not been productive, unreasonable. He says they pushed the pause button. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there were hopes for a weekend deal.
That would have set the stage for possible House votes next week as the debt deadline looms. The Treasury Department says it will run out of cash to pay the nation's bills as soon as June 1st. The GOP's top negotiator says it's unclear when the talks will resume.
A federal magistrate judge ruled Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Texera, charged with leaking highly classified military documents, will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. Prosecutors revealed Texera had a history of violent rhetoric and was caught by superiors months before his arrest, taking notes on classified information or viewing intelligence not related to his job. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he's running for the Republican presidential nomination. The CDC's reporting another death and several more cases of vision loss from illnesses linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria. The bacteria infected 81 people, including four who died. 14 lost their vision. This is AP News. World leaders at the G7 summit visited a peace park in Hiroshima in Japan.
Leaders, including President Joe Biden, gather in front of the Peace Park Memorial, lay wreaths, and participate in a symbolic tree planting ceremony. Holding the G7 in Hiroshima is an attempt by Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to promote an anti-nuclear message. After group photos near the city's iconic bombed-out dome, discussions hone in on sanctions on Moscow, with a focus on redoubling efforts to enforce existing sanctions meant to stifle Russia's war effort in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Germany rejected an appeal by a doctor convicted of threatening a woman by emailing a portion of a fairy tale, The Goose Girl, that featured a character being condemned to a gruesome death. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.